You know, Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered this Harinam Sankirtan movement, which is a prime benediction for all humanity. His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in one of his writings, he said that there is no welfare activity which can be equated to Krishna consciousness, especially the chanting of the holy name, this process. Why? There are so many other forms of education that are given by the materialistic people in schools and colleges. Oftentimes today in society, if somebody is opening a school or a college, it's considered very a great welfare activity. Like you go to a village or villagers, you open a school there, it's considered very great. Oh, they're doing such a nice service to society, you know, people think. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said it is simply cheating, he said. It is simply a deception. You know why? Because he said when all these children become educated and become students, and they become scientists, they identify with their nation. And they will produce a bomb to bombard the people of the neighborhood nation. So in this way, all the welfare activities of this world are simply deceptions, he said. Causing mischief to one another, he said. So in that list of deceptions, we can also include fanatical religiosity. Can also be included in the list. People in the name of being Hindus or Muslims or Christians, superficially identifying with their religion, not understanding in depth what the religion has got to offer. Simply fighting with one another on a material platform. This kind of, all these quarrels, they cause mischief to one another. But he said the religion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the chanting of the holy name and cleansing the heart of a conditioned soul, he said this is the ultimate welfare activity for the whole world, for all living entities. And he said why? Because it does not produce any evil at all. Nor it makes a devotee become a victim of the evils of this material world. Both the things. Because once a person understands what is Krishna consciousness and he chants the holy name, he cannot even disrespect an ant. He cannot even want to cause an harm to an ant. What to speak of, you know, hurting and harming the other people of this world. So he immediately becomes free from all the evil tendencies. And this religion is actually a religion for all humanity. Whether one belongs to Hinduism or Christianity or Islam or any denomination in this world, belonging to any nationality, speaking any language, belonging to any gender, having any color, it rises beyond all of that. And even if somebody says, no, 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 you are promoting a Hindu god, Krishna, you are promoting a Hindu religion, then there is no harm, even if one chants the names of Supreme God, you know, Yahweh or Allah or anybody like that. Prabhupada, in his conversations abroad, you will see him glorifying people who strictly and purely adhere to their teachings of their religion and worship God and glorify God and are trying to purify their heart. So chanting the names of God, endeavoring to purify one's heart is actually the ultimate religion in all of the world. And that actually brings about the greatest harmlessness in the living entity. Far from being harmless, one considers every other living being to be a child of God. One can love every living being, not just human beings, even the animals and the birds and the insects, every living creature. So that's why he said does not produce any evil. Nor does one become a victim of the evils of this world, which means Kali Yuga is infested with so much of bombardment of the media with such a lusty advertisements and such a greedy modern world. Even while living in the midst of all that, even in living in the heart of the city, a devotee can simply chant the holy names and remain satisfied without becoming a victim of those evils. That's the beauty of this holy name. That is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said this is the ultimate welfare activity. There cannot be, he said, there are no benefactors. There had never been any great benefactors as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers in the past, nor will ever there be, na bhuto na bhavishyati. Nor will ever there be any benefactors like Mahaprabhu and his followers ever in the future in offering the supreme welfare activity of the chanting of the holy names and this process of Krishna consciousness, he said. So as devotees, we have to always remember this supreme religion, Naham Vipro Najana Rapatir Napi Vaishyona Shudro. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually said, my identity is not, I am a brahmacharya, grihastha, vanapas, sannyasi, naramaya, brahmana, chatra, vaishya, shudra. My only identity is, I am servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna. I am servant of the servants of Supreme Lord Krishna and the gopis. Gopi, bhartur, pada, kamali, or das, das, anadas. So, everyone ultimately is only servant of that gopi, bhartu, Krishna. And they are not just servants, they are trying to assist the servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna. In fact, this is the ultimate identity of every living being. When this is forgotten and the superficial covering is identified with, then there are multiple problems. And then, needless to say, what kind of quarrels and fights and misunderstandings between people. This is one reason why Srila Prabhupada, in his con, right from day one, he never sided with any political party. He never sided with any religious fanatics. He never sided with any movement that is clinging to one of these bodily identities. Prabhupada always kept our movement a transcendental movement. Because in 1.1.2, Bhagavatam, he writes, in this world, there is always a quarrel between animal and animal, man and man, family and family, one state and another state, one country and another country, one fanatical religion and another fanatical religion. These are all called Kaitava Dharma. Dharma Projita, Kaitavatra Paramo. So, Prabhupada said, true devotees of God, their aim is not in the material world. Their aim is in the spiritual world. If somebody is chanting the holy name, nobody can beat him or slap him. If somebody is, only somebody who is envious can do that, if they want to do that. But because such a person is completely harmless, just like Prabhupada was a guest in the home of Sally Agarwal and Gopal Agarwal's son. So Prabhupada was a guest there. She says, in the morning when I would be tending to the needs of the child and I would be cleaning the floor in the house and cooking in the kitchen, I thought this old man is coming and living in my house. But then the Swamiji was so non-disturbing that he would take his bead bag and chant peacefully. And I could perform all my duties. He is the best guest I have ever had in my life, she says. So if you chant the holy name, you will become a friend of all living entities, including even materialistic people. You will see that Dhira, Adhira Janapriyav, they said. So in this way, a devotee can become the most harmless by attaching oneself to the eternal identity. And not just the temporary identities. And because devotees, their goal is the spiritual world, they don't become competitors to demigods also. They don't become competitors to other religious people. They don't become competitors to anyone in this world. In fact, devotees try to create a competition-less society, Prabhupada says, which is exactly the spiritual world. And they try to give up this foolish, mundane competition and try to simply perform this eternal activity of chanting of the holy name and purifying the heart. That should be the final goal for us. Because if we forget that goal, and if we attach to Hindutva, garv se kaho hum Hindu hai, garv se kaho hum Musliman hai, garv se kaho hum Christian hai. If you are sticking to this kind of superficial fanatic goals, it is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Because then we may also get into the same trap what the other fanatics have got into. And Prabhupada did not want us to get trapped in this. We should stick to our eternal identity. We should teach other religious people to stick to their eternal identities also. Ultimately, our eternal identity is unchangeable. It is the only identity is we are servant of the Supreme Lord. And our duty in this material world is to cleanse our heart. There is no other dharma. If you are a Christian, read Bible. If you are a Muslim, you read Quran. If you are a Hindu, you read Bhagavad Gita. Stick to your religions. And if you have no reservation, then chant this holy name and cleanse your heart. So this should be the teaching we should teach outside when we meet people. And even if you see some people converting on a large scale, people from one dharma to another dharma, Prabhupada says these things will keep going on. Probably we may not be aware, in India, at one point of time, when Ramanuja came, there were 20,000 Vishnu temples in India, which were all taken away by the Jains. And they had put big Mahavira deities there. Later on, Ramanuja came, the kings under Ramanuja's rule, they again took out those deities and they put Vishnu's deity there. Because at the gates, the Jains had forgotten to remove the Jai Vijay. Whichever temple they saw Jai Vijay, they removed Mahavira and put back Vishnu there. They had done. And these things keep going on in the material world. You know, one religion predominates. Like when Ashoka was there, which religion predominated? Buddhism. Yeah. I mean, then 700 years Muslims are ruling this country. And 200 years British were ruling. So now the ultimate religion in the material world is sense gratification. Which is going on at a full pace. So we should stick to the eternal dharma of being a servant and glorifying the holy name, especially for purifying the heart, cheto darpana marjanam. And anybody who asks us, like one rikshawala asked me, Swamiji, aapko kya lagta, kaun achcha hai, kaun sahi hai, Musliman sahi hai, Hindu sahi hai, kaun sahi hai? You know, I said, जो अपने हृदय को शुद्ध करने के लिए भगवान का नाम लेता है वो सही है. दिस इज वॉट यू शुड टेल. इट कैन बी मुस्लिम, इट कैन बी हिंदू, इट कैन बी एनीबडी. एनीबडी हु इज डूइंग दिस. और जो दूसरों के साथ स्पर्धा करता है, दूसरों का टांग खींचना, दूसरों को मारना, वो सही नहीं है. ही सेड, सही बताया, सही बताया, समझ गया. सो दिस शुड बी अवर स्टैंड, देन ओनली वी आर सेफ. इट्स वेरी, इट्स अदरवाइज क्रेजीनेस. This mad metal identities, you know, they will only bring about fight and quarrel. There can be no real peace in this world. That's why Bhagavan Saraswati made this wonderful statement. There is no religion, there is no welfare activity for this world, either in the past or in the future. Nobody can do as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Mahaprabhu and his followers did. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.